Hey everybody, hope your November's going well. I don't actually hope that it's going well, because chances are, if you're listening to this, you're one of those edging guys. You know the type. I talked about them in my last audio. I'm just gonna edge all month long. For no reason. For no reason. There's no reason. I just think it's helpful. For nothing. You boys. And then you comment on my audio and you're like, please try harder next time. Please try harder next time. No. No, honey. That's not how this works. That's not how this works. Okay? Okay? It's not my job to make you come. It's your job to come for me. Your cum's mine. You think that your cum belongs to you, but it doesn't. It's been mine since you started listening to my voice. Like, think of this whole listen to my voice character as like a kind of witch sorceress that, like, as soon as you start listening to my voice, like almost like a siren, you're under my control. And as soon as you listened to me for the first time, your cum became mine. Do you like that idea? Do you? So, I think that you and I need to come to some sort of understanding, okay? Because I realize that you're under the impression that you're not gonna come. The question is not if you're gonna come, it's when, and you get to decide. Are you gonna be good for me and come? Are you gonna be bad and withhold your cum from me? So, I thought maybe for this second installment of my NNN, I guess you can call it a series, whatever this is, maybe I'll just try on a few different ideas and we'll see which one works for you, if any of them do. So, I'm gonna assume that you like getting your cock sucked. I just have a suspicion. And let's say that you are with me now, okay? I record in my closet, so we wouldn't have a ton of space. However, we don't really need it, because when I suck your cock, I don't matter. Like, that's really the only way I can put it. Like, I almost hardly exist. Like, you can think of me basically solely as a mouth and a throat. So, we're in my closet, like 7 minutes in heaven style. And you can't believe it. You're like, are you really gonna like, were you joking? And I'm like, honey, I wasn't joking. I think about your cum every single day. Like, I don't think you know what it's like to have a cum fetish, okay? This is serious. This is like, I dream of your cum. And so, you may have had blowjobs before. I'm sure you have. But there's something different. There is something different about getting your cock sucked by the type of slut who will do anything, anything to get you to come. I'm telling you, it just hits different. And like, I can be like really sweet if you want. Like, I can be shy and be like, oh, I'm nervous. I'm so nervous. I've never seen a cock like yours, and I'm nervous that I won't be able to take it all. Will you help me? Will you help me? Will you help me get your cock like all the way down my throat? I need your help. Can you be gentle with me? Please? Okay, thank you. How do you like your cock sucked? What's your favorite way? Do you like it when I just run my tongue along the head? Do you like when I lick up the pre-cum and let it drip from the tip of your cock to my tongue? Do you like that? Do you like thinking that I'm just an innocent girl, but for some reason when it comes to your cock, when it comes to your cock, I wanna be bad. I wanna be a bad girl for you. And I always dress like so modest and unassuming, but you can tell that under my sweater I have big bouncy tits. I just don't want to draw attention to myself, you know? Because I want you to like me for me, and not because I'm a little cum slut. Be your cum slut though. Yeah, you know, one of my favorite things to do, I like when you take me home to your parents' house for dinner, and I act like such a sweet little nerdy schoolgirl, but actually your cum's dripping out of my pussy. And if it drips out too much, I just reach my hand right under my skirt and I rub my pussy till I get it on my fingers, and then I put it in my mouth right in front of your parents. Right when I tell them about how I won an award for women in STEM. So I can be innocent sometimes, see? Maybe that's who I really am. Do you ever think about that? Like, which character is real? Are any of them real? Are all of them real? I don't know. I mean, honestly, I think they're all real to some extent. But let's say you were in the mood for something a little more teasing. Something a little, we'll say, topping from the bottom, which, if you've ever listened to me before, you know is one of my favorites. So, okay, you come into my closet again. Again, it doesn't matter that there's not really space for me. You can just push me against the wall. You can do that, right? Like, would you have a problem just pushing me down onto my knees and grabbing a fistful of my long, gorgeous fucking hair, pinning my head to the wall, and just shoving your cock down my throat? You think you could do that? Would you? Would you do that for me? Would you make me cry? My makeup always looks perfect, but that's only because I'm waiting for the right man to ruin it. So, would you take it all the way? Would you force me? Oh my God. I like to challenge you, you know, like, I want to see, like, how badly do you want me? Is it enough to put me in my place like that? Like, make me gag and make me choke? Just, like, cut off my fucking air supply with your cock? Like, is it that serious? Like, how serious is it? What would you do? Come on, if you could do anything, what would you do? If you could own me, all of my fucking holes. And think about it, I'm just sitting in this closet completely naked, covered in my own spit and fucking drool. Do you like thinking about that? That I make myself so fucking messy for you? Yeah? I bet it makes you want to put me in my place, because what a slut. What a fucking slut I am. And sluts like me, we deserve to be put in our fucking place. We need it. We crave it. So, if you want, you could just fuck my ass. I love anal. And I don't even love anal because, like, I mean, it does feel good, but I really love anal because I'm not supposed to. That's my favorite part about anal. I mean, why would I want you to put your cock in my ass? Like, that's not what it's for. And yet, god damn, it turns me on so much. God. And it hurts. It doesn't hurt the whole time, but in the beginning, god, just getting stretched out, like, oh fuck. And it makes me so submissive. Like, if you just put my hands behind my back and hold them together, pin them there, and just fucking pound my ass so hard. Oh God, it's like, I can't even think. It's like pleasure and fucking pain, and I can't even fucking think. I can't even talk. The only thing I can say is thank you. Thank you so much. Oh my God. Do I have a plug in my ass right now? Maybe. Maybe I do. You guys don't know what goes on in this closet. You think you do, but you don't. Because I'm so horny all the time. I'm so horny all the fucking time. Like, fuck. I just want to be perfect for you. I just want to be a perfect fucking girl. And I know that training my ass, that's what good girls do. That's what they do. That's how they show you that they love you. Is they get all their holes nice and ready for you. And ultimately, I know I can be a little bit of a bitch. And I know all I've done is make fun of No Nut November because it's objectively stupid. But I can't lie that my favorite fucking thing is being a submissive fucking slut and fulfilling your every fucking need, your every fucking desire. Oh my God. Like, I just want to be a fucking blank canvas for you. Literally and figuratively. I want you to mark me up and put fucking hickeys all over my body. From my neck down to my tits. To my stomach. My thigh. I want to be covered in your marks. I want to be covered in your cum. I want you to spank me until my ass is nice and red and you leave a handprint. Or two. Or more. I want to be so sore that when I sit down in class, I'm reminded of the way that you owned me. God, I want that so bad. I really fucking do. Because I don't fucking need to be submissive to you. I don't need to, and that's what makes it hot, right? Like, you could find any bitch. Like a fucking doormat who's just gonna let you do whatever you want. Or you find someone like me, who doesn't take any of your shit, but who has this, like, ridiculously fucking intense desire to be everything that you want, regardless of if it fucking hurts. Oh, fuck. Like, you could get me to do, like, anything. Like, you could get me to do literally fucking anything. You want to come on the floor and watch me lick it up? Yeah, you want me to dress up like a little fucking bunny? Yeah, with a tail, butt plug, and bunny ears? You want me to whine and whimper and be so sweet? You want me to lick your cum from a fucking dog bowl? You want to put a collar on me and a leash and walk me around in public? You want me to tell people that my real name is Bunny? Yeah, is that what you want? You want to keep me under your desk at work? Keep me there, just warming your cock in my mouth all day long until you want to come? You just grab the back of my head and I know. Okay, Daddy, that means it's time for me to make you come. I mean, I don't even think that you can fully understand what I'm proposing. Complete fucking free use. complete fucking freeze. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. And I hate that this is what turns me on. God, it's so annoying. Oh, fuck. Like, oh, why am I such a fucking needy, fucking desperate slut? Oh my god, fuck. I just want to be perfect for you. Oh, fuck. Oh my god, I hope that. I hope I'm not fucking ruining the mic right now. Oh god, fuck. Thank you. Right now I'm just fucking this dildo. This is what I like to do when I record sex parts, is I just put it on the floor and I fuck it and I ride it like a true slut, and then I just play with my tits. And you know something that's happened lately? Oh god. Oh. I don't know if I should even share this. Something that's happened lately is that I can only fucking come. I can only fucking come when there's a cock in my mouth. A cock or a dildo. Or if I can't have either of them, just my fingers. And it's like every time I'm like, no. You don't need that to come. You don't need to put anything in your mouth to come. That's not a real thing. Like, you've come so many times. Like, why all of a sudden? Why would you need that? And it's like, I don't know. Like, maybe it's because I've become a true cum slut. I don't fucking know. Oh, but I fucking can't come. Like, I'm so close to coming. And I'm not gonna come unless I fucking suck this fucking dildo, and it's fucking torture. And all I think about the entire time is your cum. Oh, fuck. I have no idea what just happened. Like, I actually have no idea what just happened, but, as you can see, your gum really matters to me, and, like, thinking about you giving it to me with your cock all the way down my throat, like, it makes me cum. It makes me cum so fucking hard. And even though it's just me in this closet and I'm all by myself, naked, sloppy, covered. Think about you every single time. Fuck. And so, I hope that you remember your cum is mine. Okay, baby.